If you look at the pews that you're sitting in, you might learn something about the person who made them. The way it was made, maybe the way it was, the skill that is required to build a pew, or even the reredos behind the tabernacle. You'll learn about the sculptor, the painter who made these beautiful paintings, made this beautiful reredos, and it says something about that person. It reveals something about their identity, their skill, their abilities. And whoever that creator is, the painter, sculptor, or carpenter, that person leaves a trace of himself or herself in that thing. It's really the same with us as humans created by God. God created us in his own image. That means that a part of him, you could say, is within us. And what that is our ability to know, our ability to love. No other creature on earth has these same abilities, and it says something about God. We learn about God this way. To know and to think, even looking at bridges, skyscrapers within our city, we learn something about the person who made it. St. Albert the Great is one of those great people in our lives that really is able to create something fantastic from the abilities that God gave him to know and to love. We celebrated his feast day yesterday, and we could say that he was an extraordinary genius. He had extensive knowledge and was proficient in many branches, really every branch of learning in his day. He was a prominent professor and a leader in our order, and also a teacher of St. Thomas Aquinas. He was a bishop of a diocese for 2 years, and he put it back into order and then returned to become a professor in the order. St. Albert the Great was a naturalist, a scientist. He studied physics, geography, astronomy, mineralogy, chemistry, zoology, physiology, and phrenology. That's pretty amazing. And he lived 800 years ago. He wrote commentaries on the Bible and on different works of philosophy. And he wrote his own encyclopedia. Just looking at the life of St. Albert tells us something about God, about the beauty of God, the magnificence, the intelligence. St. Albert the Great, he's a patron, I think, of many sciences, but one in particular is medical researchers. He's a patron of medical researchers. Researchers today, especially in this neighborhood, are trying to find cures for cancer and many other diseases. Our priory is a part of one building, the first 3 floors of the priory, but the remaining floors up are dedicated to research labs for Memorial Sloan Kettering. They're searching for cures to cancer, trying to develop treatments. And through their studies, they learn about the beauty and the magnificence of creation, just like St. Albert the Great. The 10 years before I entered the order, I was a medical researcher too, and learned about the beauty and the magnificence of creation. It helped me to learn, you could say, more about God, more about Christ. And science is pretty cool. I remember one morning I came into work. I looked at one of our incubators, you could say a heater or like type of a fridge. And I was looking at some stem cells, mouse stem cells, that I was trying to turn into neurons. It was strange because I looked at this petri dish of cells and they began to beat. They were moving. They were like twitching. I kind of freaked out at the moment. I went to my boss. She came and took a look at them. And she's like, "Oh, these are cardiomyocytes. These are precursor heart cells. That was pretty amazing. And that's normally what happens in science at times for medical researchers. You sort of discover something by chance, sometimes by random acts, different using different reagents, and something happens. It's pretty cool, and you might follow after it. This, I just kept the cardiomyocytes going for a while because I thought they were very cool and just used up some old reagents because that wasn't really where we were going. But for the most part, at that time, I caught the itch, you could say. I realized I caught this fever of that science is very cool. And there's so much that we know, but there's so much more that we don't. For the most part, we won't really know, you could say, the full expanse of knowledge, even about biology, within this life. So these medical researchers today are really on an adventure. They are seekers of truth. And they are learning more about creation and also learning more about God, whether they know it or not. So today, pray to St. Albert the Great. Ask him to intercede in your life, if you are a medical researcher, to discover new treatments, to discover new cures, and also to enlighten you when you go out today, especially on this beautiful day in the 60s in November. It's kind of strange. To really experience and to admire and to love the beauty and the magnificence of creation, ask St. Albert to intercede for you for that grace.